Right. This morning we're listening to a parable of Jesus from Matthew chapter 13. We'll read the first 9 verses. The Word of God. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this, his holy word. Again, will you join me in prayer? Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you for all the many times your Son spoke and speaks to us. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And Jesus told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow." Remember that old joke when you and your buddies were getting together, maybe over dinner or in class, and somebody says, "That's a really good question. Like, what's the meaning of life?" And everybody snickers and sneers and say, "You dummy, if you have to ask it, you don't know what it is." Well, here's the best answer to that question: what is the meaning of life? Listen to Jesus' words and do them. Right listening becomes the catalyst for right doing. Of all the words and sentences in the human language, what Jesus says is the most important. What Jesus means is the most life-giving. This morning's parable of the sower reminds us that listening to God's word is similar to the good soil, which produces 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. In other words, a good harvest compared with other soil which has no depth or is distracted by other things. Only the good soil, only the good listener to Jesus' words finds the true meaning in life. There is nothing more important as listening to Jesus' words. I often wonder why there is so much anger, so much rage, so much bitterness embedded in so many Americans. I cannot remember a time when we've been so divided as we are today, especially on how we think about our country and its future. Democrats, Republicans, independents, use the worst kind of language for evaluating each other's opinions. There is so much distrust, so much animosity between different racial and ethnic groups. There is such a huge gap between the very rich and the very poor. And so many persons in our culture feel so powerless, so small, versus large corporations and complicated governmental regulations, and some would say excessive taxes, and on the debate goes. It's no wonder so many people in our country are permanently ticked off. Then here comes our Lord and Savior saying, what's important is that you listen to what I say. Here's what Jesus said. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. We call that the golden rule. Be kind and loving and gentle to others as you would like to be treated by others. This past week, forgive me, youngins, this past week it has been hot as outside. Every day it's like, how high is the heat index today? 105, 107. But the heat did not stop a group of Kirkwoodians from building a wheelchair ramp for a woman living in Hampton, who told Arba and some of the other workers, I've been waiting 2 years for this ramp, 2 years for this ramp. This morning, our young people and adults, some of them, left on a mission trip to Pinon, New York. And I'm sure they will spend the week up in New York State rehabbing homes and trailers or campgrounds or wherever they're working. And the work this congregation does throughout the year is not done because you all belong to the Kiwanis or the Ruitans. This rehab work is not a result of the United Way or maybe of this group. Midwives united for the birth of healthy, happy, plump babies. The work is done because Kirkwoodians want to spread Jesus' love around because they have been so loved by God. As we wish to be treated, so we should treat others. Anything we can say to someone in an uplifting, supportive, encouraging way, done in the name of Jesus, is the golden rule kind of living. Did you ever take a meal to someone just home from the hospital? Did you ever get on the rotting lawnmower and cut the church grass? Did you ever join the summer choir or the worship band and sing out each Sunday loud for Jesus? Did anybody here ever write a check to the church? Did anyone here ever bring in supplies or food items for Vacation Bible School? Has anyone here ever welcomed a new family in August when we have Friday night movies on the lawn? You see, when you and I listen to Jesus' words and seek to put his words into practice, we are engaged in some of the most important work in all of life. You may not be adding to your 401k or increasing the number of shares you hold in DuPont, or adding to your lifespan by changing your diet, but you are doing what God wants you and me to do. You are living as the Lord Jesus wants us to live. So Kirkwood, celebrate this coming week, being a disciple of Jesus by one, reading his words, two, doing what he says, and three, being thankful that you have discovered the most important thing in life. And don't grow weary from doing good. Keep your eyes and your heart open to the Savior's call. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we do thank you so very much for preparing us to be the good soil who hears your word and does it. Gracious Lord, don't let us be bashful as we live out our lives. Don't let us be bashful to read those words of Jesus and to do those words of Jesus. We know, Lord, it'll make all the difference in the world. And we know it's the most important thing we can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.